The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and I'm glad you're all fired up for the middle of April here. Make sure you got your taxes done. But, oh, man, there's a lot of things going on. We're going to try to cover them all for you because we want to make sure you're enjoying the great outdoors with us. Okay, now, speaking of it, let's talk about this week's show. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors for today, we're going to have Mike Lyons. Mike Lyons is from the SCI. He's going to come talk to us about Safari Club International, which is really a local conservation, scientific wildlife management group, kids programs, and they support the rights of hunters and fishermen, especially in Illinois. They're not talking about safaris in Africa. We're talking about the hunters and fishermen in Illinois, and that's who they're really working for. I love these guys. And ladies, they do a great job. They're having their 52nd annual banquet in Addison, Illinois, with lots of raffles, outdoor stuff to win, and you're still supporting conservation, kids programs, scientific wildlife management policies, and more. So, you know, get your pen out, write down the phone number to call when we talk to Mike, or the website to get and reserve your spot. I'm going to be there, so should you. Well, you know, it's also that time of the year when Mike Reynolds, oh boy, my turkey hunting buddy. We're going to be talking about the first season in the northern zone, which starts on Monday, and a whole lot more about turkey hunting. You know, when him and I talk, it just goes forever. So we're going to be talking about turkey hunting after that. Then we're going to have more information for you, the Aiden Fishing Report, in the final segment of the show. And, you know, you just never know who's going to call or what's going to happen. But before we go on with the rest of the show, a couple of things I want to make mention. There's an open house at the Coast Guard Station Wilmette Harbor. It's right on the lakefront there in Wilmette Harbor today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can tour the facility. They have their mobile education, recruiting, and educational RV there. There's you can walk along the shoreline there. They'll probably have a few boats in the water that they could see. And you can just have your kids talk to the Coast Guard people, and you could talk to the Coast Guard people and see what important role they play in keeping us safe, not on just Lake Michigan, everywhere in the world. It's the U.S. Coast Guard Station, Wilmette Harbor, open house today. And everyone is invited out to the grand opening of Fish Tech. I know they have a store on Dempster, but this is Fish Tech that they're opening up. It's a great bait shop. Where? In Kenosha. That's right. It's opening up in Kenosha. Grand opening today and tomorrow at 5219 88th Avenue in Wisconsin. That's today and tomorrow is the grand opening. There'll be food, drinks, prizes, and a store full of gear. You can see reps that are going to be there, especially the Daiwa reps going to be there with a full line of Daiwa products. Hold those rods, spin that Tatula reel in your hand. Ooh, you're going to love going to Fish Tech and check it out. Hold them, check them out, buy them, and they'll help you catch more fish. Wow, can't go wrong with that at all. Okay, a couple other things. I just want to make sure everybody tell all your friends to like us on Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Also, you can listen to us either through the ESPN Chicago app or just go to our website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. You can then hear today's show, or you can hear listen to one of the past shows, or you can subscribe on for a podcast and have it delivered to you for free every week. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Got that. And just remember, we're the number one outdoor radio show in the Midwest, the most listened to outdoor radio show across the country. That's Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Now let's get on with the rest of the show.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey! This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, man, you know, last week we kept talking about fishing and stuff like that. This week we're talking about all kinds. We got hunting going on, turkey hunting going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But right now there is an organization that I became interested and learned more about in the last few years called Safari Club International, which it's easier to just say SCI because everybody, when you say the word safari, they think of the African safaris. But this is a group that really is dedicated to much more than that. And Mike Lyons, who's on the phone with me, is going to tell me that and about a really good party next week. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to promote our 52nd annual fundraiser and banquet, April 20th. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at Medina Banquets in Addison, Illinois. And I'll give you a little bit more, as far as where you can get tickets. But, like you said, SCI is kind of a, to me, almost a misnomer in that, it signifies that everyone's going to Africa on a safari where most of the people that are in it hunt ducks, they fish, they're deer hunters, and the money that we raise pretty much goes back locally into the state of Illinois. We've got a couple programs we're looking at the moment, funding that we've been approached for, and one of them as far as it's getting the outdoors into gym classes in high schools in Illinois. And they need funding as far as the equipment, like if you want to teach archery. We have the courses, or the people that we're talking with, they have the courses to satisfy the gym requirement. They just don't have the funding for the equipment. And there's like 9 or 10 high schools waiting for funding for equipment to get this in. They'll also teach hunter safety, boater safety, things like that. But it's a foot in the door and expose people, the younger people to hunting and fishing.
And that's the cool thing about SCI. I like using that term so much, SCI, because they are the group that's putting it, you know, right on the basic level, getting people more involved, you know, whether you're doing conservation of habitat restoration, whether it's in the water or habitat restoration in a field for ducks or pheasants or for deer, you're part of that. You're also part of, you know, everything to get people to teach, because unfortunately, we live in a society that the strongest thing on a child is their thumbs. And you all know what that's from. They're pushing the buttons. But here it is, a group that's saying, we want to work with your family and you to get your kids interested in doing the things that are important to enjoy the great outdoors. Let them find out what it is to watch a hawk fly overhead or a pheasant go bursting at their feet, cackling, or hearing that long owl call while you're sitting around a campfire. These are things that you cannot find on a TV set or a green screen. You get them outdoors.
I couldn't agree with you more. And every year we sponsor, one of the things we sponsor is the youth fishing. You know, poles, opportunities to get the kids out there. We sponsor was downstate. Is escaping me the organization at the moment, but it was for hunting for handicap. People got them out there. It's the money that we raise stays for the most part locally, although we have one funding project which was in Africa. It was digging a well, you know, and people, you know, think, oh, they're just going and shooting things. Well, when you go there, the local councils, villages, and that, they get funds. They get funds for someone is elephant hunting, and they might have to pay that local council X amount of dollars. They're going to take that and build a wing onto their medical facility or build a new library.
Mm-hmm.
The money goes somewhere. And just like in the state of Illinois, we try to keep most of it here local, and we have a archery shoot coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a competition. We're hoping to have well over 100 archers out there, and open to all ages, men, women, you know, kids. And they'll be putting up on our website, which is www.sci-illinois.com, and you can find all our activities that are going on, where we send money to, etc. And you can buy tickets for the upcoming auction there too.
Well, that is for the auction that's going to be at the fundraiser, and that's what I want people to realize, that SCI, it's your buddies and friends and you know, your friends of your wife that enjoy hunting and outdoors, sitting at a table at this big banquet that's coming up next week, that enjoy the outdoors and just want to be part of it. They want to be part of a group that's helping the younger people out, helping people that may have never had an experience of it, and then helping in the schools and in conservation and, you know, whether youth groups and many, many more things. That's what SCI is. It's boots on the ground and, you know, get out and let's get into the outdoors. That's an important item. But coming up, man, we got this 52nd annual fundraiser. Everybody, I got to tell you, the first time I went to it a couple of years ago, I walked in the door and I went, whoa. Whoa.
It's a busy banquet. There's going to be over 25 firearms to be won. There's going to be an auction with domestic, international hunts as far away as New Zealand, close as Illinois, Florida, South Dakota, and it's not just for men and hunters, female or male, but if for wives and that, as far as prizes, auction items, and raffles, there's fine jewelry, furs, there's a luxury villa vacation that's be up for auction, artwork, custom knives, and then A lot of raffles to participate in if you're so inclined, and there's just a lot. A dinner, hors d'oeuvres, open bar, and then the auction will start at 8:00. And we have one of the better auctioneers I've ever seen. We import him in, we fly him in just for this event. He keeps things moving. You get an auctioneer who's trying to squeeze out the last nickel. Out of an item, and you lose the crowd, and everyone's yawning, you know. But no, this guy keeps it fresh, moving, and he's worth it.
Oh yeah, you know, one of the things, there's a in Texas a wild hog hunt for two hunters. As we're speaking today, if you go online to the SCI-Illinois.com, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
And click on, you'll see the events and the dinner. Click on the live auction. As we're doing this, I see Texas Wild Hog Hunt for two hunters. The current bid is $200. What? You got to be kidding me. Get in there, people. A black sheared mink coat. Nobody's put a bid on it yet. This is a beautiful coat. You've got, you know, New Zealand hunts. You've got a luxury vacation in Belize and Costa Rica. Rung, rung, rung. That sounds like a good time. I mean, for you people that really want to, it gets me nervous when you talk about alligator hunting, but alligator and hog down in Louisiana. There's deer hunts, but whitetail hunts. There's, you know, Ontario wolf hunt. There's an M1 Garand up for auction. I mean, there's pheasant hunts. I mean, I can keep going on this list, and I don't want to. Ooh, nice little fishing thing went going on there. Oh, yeah, I like that. A bear hunt in Ontario. There's, you said it, there's so many different things for people to enjoy on the live auction or even in the online auction. So that people just need to get out and have some fun with this, right?
Right. The thing is, I went to my first dinner of these probably 35, 40 years ago. as someone asked me, you know, hey, you want to come? I go, I might not want to go to that. I'm not going to Africa. And he said, you're going to meet a lot of like-minded people, and you're all kind of on the same page, and it's just a very friendly atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk around. There's the hors d'oeuvres. There's a silent auction with over 80 items.
Yeah,
there's some really quality things on there, and you're just walking around the room. You're talking to people, and it's just a friendly, fun atmosphere, and it's going to keep you really, really hopping. There's if you want to jump in the raffles, there's eight different raffles. There's SEI Gun of the Year raffle, a multi-gun raffle, a waterfowl hunter raffle with all the gear and decoys, things you're going to need for that. There's a 50-50 cash raffle. And then there's bucket raffles where you get a ticket. So you buy 10 tickets, and you throw your ticket into whatever bucket you want. There's some really nice items in there, a chainsaw, a GoPro, things like that. They're not, you know, a little box of candy or something like that. They're all quality items.
And there's usually some paintings. There's prints. I know there's going to be an Illinois lifetime license, hunting and fishing license going on. So, I mean, there's lots of great options here to go. And like I said, SCI is for the fishermen, the hunters, the campers, the people who enjoy the outdoors right here. Using habitat, proper wildlife management, education, and science all put together is what this organization tries to do. And that's why I like them.
One of our strong points is we're protecting everyone's right to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's you're bird hunting, whether you're dove hunting, or you're deer hunting, we have a full-time legal staff in Washington, where most of the other organizations, it's all part-time and they'll bring suits, et cetera. We have a couple lawyers. That's all they do. They work for us, and they're in Washington, protecting your right to own a firearm and to hunt.
And to enjoy the great outdoors, yeah.
Right, and along with also conservation.
Yeah. Hey, if I'm gonna go to this dinner, how do I do this? Well, I'm going to be there. No choice on that one, folks.
You were a great help last year. I remember you were emceeing some of the stuff and taking care of it. But you can go on to the website. Again, it's www.sci-illinois.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call Marla, and her phone is 224-636-3750. And if you want to get a big group of for a full table, which is 10, you also get $350 or $300 in raffle tickets for one of the group, and you can spread them out among each other and bring all your friends.
Bring all your friends and their dates, or whether if the married guys bring your wives, single guys bring your girlfriends, okay?
Yeah, and your kids.
Yeah, and bring the kids.
We're very children friendly. Boy Scouts, Boy Scout Honor Guard will be bringing out the flag, you know, for the opening ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful venue. The food's very good.
Oh God, yes it is, and it's all going to be done at Medina Banquets at 550 Shriners Drive, Addison, Illinois 60101. Literally, this is, if you're on 355, you see it. That's where it's, I mean, it's that easy, right, in Addison. But if we're going to give that number again for Marla, real slowly.
Marla's number is 224-636-3750.
Okay.
And it's Saturday, April 20th.
Saturday, April 20th. When you call Marla, say, hey, Chauncey told me to give you a buzz.
Marla, love that.
Oh yeah, she'll love it, you know. This is such a great program, a great fundraiser and banquet. You're going to come to this and walk out and say, man, how did I miss this all these years? I just had fun. And you can get all this information on sci-illinois.com. Anything else, Mike, am I missing?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you there, and I will be there enjoying some time with the people, but I'll also be working, selling raffle tickets and this and that, and whatever they need me to do, I'm going to be, I won't be auctioning, but I will be helping out.
It's always appreciated. It's an all-volunteer organization. It's people giving their time for a cause they believe in.
That's right. Put your money in the conservation with SCI. That's my right. Life. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you much.
You're listening to Chauncey. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" On April 20th, I am going to be going to the Safari Club International 52nd Annual Fundraiser and Banquet at Medina Banquets at 550 Shriners Drive in Addison, Illinois. SCI is the leader in educating and informing elected officials and policy decision makers on the essential role of hunting in a science-based management of wildlife and habitat. And that's what we as hunters believe in. This is a fun-filled event with 4 hours of open bar, a great dinner, silent auctions, live auctions, that you have hunts from around the world, North America, international, and more. From bird hunts to big game hunts to firearms, jewelry, fur coats, and more. Ticket donations are $120 per person, and if you get your hunting friends together and purchase a table of 10 people, you'll also receive $300 in raffle tickets. Doors open at 5 p.m., so come early and don't miss a second. The Illinois and Chicago chapter of SCI are working for hunters, working for conservation, and working for you. For more information and tickets, go to sci-illinois.com. See you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yeah, I interview an awful lot of people on my program, from, you know, high political people to baseball players, football players, young kids, women who enjoy the outdoors, older gentlemen who can talk about the old days. But when you put it all together, the guy I have way too much fun with is this gentleman, Mr. Mike Reynolds.
Well, that was a heck of an intro there. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. You said high political people and maybe lowlifes like Mike Reynolds. I thought that's where that was going.
I thought about that. I did.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mike, it is our New Year's Eve coming up this Sunday.
Monday opens the season, the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Right, for Northern Zone of Illinois for turkey hunting.
That's right. Yeah. We've been counting the days since last year. We had a little bit of a, you and I had a little bit of a scheduling snafu last year, but this year looks like we're going to pull it off this season with Danny Hayes. Mm-hmm. The first time the three of us have been together in a while.
Okay, the turkeys are going to die from laughing. I'm telling you right now, folks, the turkeys are going to die from laughing.
And if they don't, we will.
That's true. We will. But Mike, Mike is a pro staffer has been a pro staffer over the years with Primos and other great turkey equipment. This is the gentleman that has taught me how to use a box call, a slate call, a mouth call. The only thing I can't do is he's got this one little tube call that I can't quite figure out how to do that, but that's his job. And this is the guy who took somebody who was green behind the ears like you wouldn't believe, and I hope he considers me a turkey hunter now.
Yeah, you've been at it long enough. You've gotten a turkey or two, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you have officially graduated to the turkey hunter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're all new, Chance. At some point, we need somebody to help us, and that's what we do. We help people get into the outdoors. You help people fish, because you had somebody help you get into fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey hunters are no different.
Right, exactly.
We're the same way. We need to, all of us that are in the outdoors, whether you fish, whether you hunt, whether you trap, all of us older guys owe it to the sport and to the tradition to pass it to somebody younger.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get them out of their houses and off their computers and phones and get them in the outdoors and let them see what it's like to walk in the woods and to sit in the boat, to run a trap line. All those things are important, because otherwise the tradition just goes away.
Right. It just goes away. But I've got to tell you, Mike and I have been doing this many times, and when you throw Danny Hayes in the picture, it's a train wreck, but that's fun.
It's a lot of fun. And the one thing we should make sure to the people that we should make sure the people that don't hunt or don't hunt turkeys understand that when we actually pull the trigger on a turkey, that's a very, very small part of why we hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And Chauncey, you've mentioned it many times before. There's something about sitting in the woods before daylight, before the tweedies start chirping, and listening to the woods come alive around you. It is magical. It's mm-hmm. absolutely magical. And it does something to your soul that recharges your soul.
Yeah.
And most of us, that skinning the turkey is fun, and mounting the tail or mounting it and having it brought to a taxidermist to get mounted, that's all nice. And eating the bird, of course, is fun too. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more to it than just that.
Oh, it's tremendous. And that's, you know, well, I don't care what, and we've talked about this before with everyone. It's not, you know, when you're duck hunting, you're calling with the duck call, wah, 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 wah. Well, you're just saying, you're not really calling the birds. You want them to feel comfortable that they want to come by for a second look. That's what you're doing. Just kind of get their attention to take a look, not to come in, but to take a look. Same thing with geese. Geese, you're trying to get them to come in and land. I'm, you know, there are a couple of people like Tim Seipel who can make them land on your head and stuff. But, you know, when you're deer hunting, you can grunt, you can make noises, you can rattle. You're playing with their curiosity. You're trying to draw them, like, make them stop so you can get a shot or something. You know, pheasants, you know, you work a field to spook one up, to kick it up, and, you know, harvest your bird. Turkey hunting is the only critter on the face of the earth that we go out and try to find and harvest that you actually carry on a conversation with. Let's talk about this eclipse. You saw the people on television. They were euphoric. They were excited. That's the feeling you get as a turkey hunter.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out until I watched it yesterday on TV, and I went, that's what we get turkey hunting. We get that excitement of your feeling nature and everything around you. Oh, my God, I'm getting excited. I got goosebumps, Mike.
Yeah, that's what it does something to us that if you don't do it, you'll never understand until you do it. The first time you hear a gobble in the woods, most people get hooked. Mm-hmm. In all the years that I did seminars with you, and I did seminars with my brother, and I did seminars by myself, I ran into one guy that said, turkey hunting, it was okay. And I was stunned because I'd never heard that before. Everybody right. loves it. Everybody just, they just love hearing mm-hmm. the bird on the limb gobbling and coming yeah. into his calls. Yeah.
The first thing we do when you go out, you get set up, you got your blind set up, you know, you got your decoys, you know, whatever, 30, 40 feet in front of your blind, and you take that box call in the morning, and you can hear the birds maybe up in the, you know, gobbling in the trees and stuff like that, and yes, that gets your heart going, and then you might hear them come down, but when you take that call in your hand, and you go either, you know, gobble, 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 or you go, on the sleigh call, and they respond back to you. That's when you're hooked. It's like, oh, they're right there somewhere. And bringing yeah. them closer. And they could be up to a mile away hearing you. I mean, if they could smell, we'd never catch one. But, I mean, their eyesight is good. Their hearing is phenomenal. And there's camouflage so well, you're going to have a hard time, you know, keeping an eye out there. Because all of a sudden you go, oh, there's one right there.
Yeah, they do. They can slip it on you. And they don't always gobble. Sometimes they just show up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're completely silent. And all of a sudden you look right, you look left, you look right, you look left, and you go, oh, where did you come from?
Yeah. They weren't there last time I looked.
Yeah. But you're still interacting with them. It's the only wildlife, I think, that we really interact with and stuff like that. But the first thing you do when you're out there, okay, you got to use some kind of you want to locate the bird, right?
Yeah. Usually what we'll do is we'll go the night before and try to find where they're roosted. We know our farms pretty well, so we've got a really good idea where they're going to be. We'll go out and we'll owl hoot. It's the sound that a barred owl makes.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they like to gobble in the evening to it. And I don't know if they like to do it. I shouldn't say it like that. I guess they gobble to it. They shock gobble is what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get an idea where they're at. The next morning, you try to slip in to where you think they are. And you and I both know that because we heard them in a place last night, doesn't mean they're going to be in that place this morning.
Right.
They jump limbs, something might have spooked them, and they might have moved. But they're generally in the same area. So you try to sneak in to where they are and set up on them.
Mm-hmm. And then once you get set up on them and you feel like you're in a good position, and let's just say that they didn't move,
Okay. Hypothetically, they're in the same spot where we left them last night.
Yeah, but we know that never happens. And so they come down out of the trees when they can see the ground, right? When you're making calls, really, you're not trying to sound like a male turkey. You know, I make the joke that, you know, this is, you know, half hour before closing time in the bar. You know, you're making calls as a female turkey would make the calls to attract the big toms to come over and get their interest, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I listened to a podcast today, and if you don't mind, I'd like to mention it because it's a very, very informative podcast. Mossy Oak has a thing called Gamekeepers. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, I've been a pro staffer for Mossy Oak for a long, long time. On this podcast, they had a turkey biologist from Louisiana State University. I wish I could remember his name. He was really, really good. He's done a lot of studies. And he said that he doesn't believe that turkeys can individualize voices. So if you make it, if you're calling, the bird doesn't think, oh, that's Susie. But he said the one thing that we used to beat on you incessantly for going too fast, he said turkeys can recognize tone and rhythm. And if you sound natural to them, they might believe that you're a hen turkey. Now, they don't know the individual turkey, but you sound like a hen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to entice them by sounding like a hen.
Yeah.
And the thing that we used to yell at you about is you were calling way too fast.
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
Oh, many
once
to
you
me.
Started to slow down, once you slowed down,
mm-hmm.
then you started to call more birds up.
Yeah. And like you can call, you can hear a bird gobble at you from, you know, half a mile, even a mile, I swear to God, sometimes. And you, as they get closer, they call again, they call again, they call again, and then they shut up. And then they call again, and they're a lot closer. And then you're back and forth, and that's the interesting. And there's all kinds. You could do just a yelp, a cluck, a purr, all kinds of noises, you know, with a call to entice them to feel comfortable that, hey, where's that hen that I'm looking for, okay?
Come on over and take a look. Let me touch on something really quick. Again, the same guy. For anybody that's going to look for Gamekeepers on wherever you get your podcast, and it's episode 210. I'm not quite done with it, but it amazed me. Remember how we always say, Chance, patience kills more birds than any call?
Mm-hmm.
This guy has scientific research to back that up. At a wildlife management area in, I think it was either Louisiana or Georgia,
mm-hmm.
they had GPS tags on turkeys and they had GPS tags on hunters. And they were able to track in real time what those tags were doing. And they found that hunters that called a bird and got a response oftentimes would get impatient if the bird went silent, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
They go silent. And they would get up and move. And in many, many, many cases, within between 45 minutes and an hour, the bird would show up where the guy was calling from. So the lesson that I learned, that we all learned years ago, is have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go silent doesn't mean they go away. Give them a half hour or 45 minutes. Just sit. Call a little bit, but just sit and watch. And a bird is liable to show up unannounced, quietly, just appear.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Patience is the key.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And this, like I said, everyone, we're talking with Mike Reynolds here. And, you know, on Monday, the turkey season starts in Northern Illinois. And we've got first season and fifth season tags. And I cannot tell you how excited and fired up and giddy I am about turkey season coming. And being out there and just literally melding in with nature, just like you watch the eclipse, folks. You're sitting there, you've melded into the blind with all the woods, all the smells, all the first morning little Tweety birds, the first crackle of a hawk scream, a fish jumping in the creek behind you, whatever. You have become one with them. That is turkey hunting.
And let's forget the sunrise, Chance. You get to see the sun come up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And oftentimes it's pretty darn cool to see it come up over wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It's a really nice thing. If you don't mind,
youth
season was last weekend, and I wanted to mention a couple of really, really, really good sportsmen, really young sportsmen, got turkeys. My brother and I have a friend, the Wilson family. Joe Wilson was lucky enough to get one on one of our farms.
Mm.
And then my nephew's son, Emmett Shear, got his first ever turkey, and it was a pretty good tom. And if I remember correctly, Emmett's only 7 or maybe 7 or 8 years old. He's a little spitfire, that kid is.
He's a good old boy for 7, huh?
Yeah, he's a good. And his dad Nathan's he's got a really good teacher. His grandpa used to run on the river, and he'll be an outdoorsman whether he wants to be or not. He'll be an outdoorsman.
Cool. Just two of them?
Those are the only two I know of.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Okay. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the program and talking about the most exciting time of my life. And if I can quote Dr. Patel, who I taught, he was a psychologist for the Veterans Administration in Elgin, and I was teaching him about turkey hunting and how to do it and how to do the calls, etc. And he looked me in the eye a year later and he says, "Chauncey, you are so right. It is so addictive, turkey hunting. It's like crack cocaine with feathers."
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it gets under your skin.
Yep, it does.
Definitely gets under your skin.
Well, my friend, thank you for introducing me to something that I can never, ever think I would ever not want to do. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Well, no, it was our pleasure.
Yeah.
Because my brother was instrumental in it, too.
Yeah, even though I had to listen to those bad jokes. But
that's what I've been doing for 57 years, Chad.
All right. Listen, everybody, that's Mike Reynolds. Turkey hunting next weekend. You'll hear more about it, I'm sure, next show, too. But you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. On April 20th, I am going to be going to the Safari Club International 52nd Annual Fundraiser and Banquet at Medina Banquets at 550 Shriners Drive in Addison, Illinois. SCI is the leader in educating and informing elected officials and policy decision makers on the essential role of hunting in a science-based management of wildlife and habitat. And that's what we as hunters believe in. This is a fun-filled event with 4 hours of open bar, a great dinner, silent auctions, live auctions, that you have hunts from around the world, North America, international, and more. From bird hunts to big game hunts to firearms, jewelry, fur coats, and more. Ticket donations are $120 per person, and if you get your hunting friends together and purchase a table of 10 people, you'll also receive $300 in raffle tickets. Doors open at 5 p.m., so come early and don't miss a second. The Illinois and Chicago chapter of SCI are working for hunters, working for conservation, and working for you. For more information and tickets, go to sci-illinois.com. See you there. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed, you know, Mr. Lyons talking about the SCI. Come on out to that dinner. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Oh, are we going to have a lot of fun? I'll be there. I'll be having a great time, so come on out and join up with me for an evening of fun and festivities and supporting a great group. And Mike Reynolds, I can't tell you how much he's taught me about turkey hunting, and don't ever, ever think you can't learn. He's taught me every time I go out. I can't wait for opening day. I'm really, really excited. Okay, let's start out with the Aiden Fishing Report. That's right. This fishing report is brought to you by my friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell them Chauncey sent me. Okay. Aiden says, Papa, it was fun at the Hawk game last weekend. That's right. He was in, remember, on Saturday for less than 24 hours, wanted to go to the Hawk game. Thanks. We had a great time. Dad and I really cheered loud, but you were next to us, so you heard us. Dad and I went out with a friend in his boat, and we were trolling the shoreline and found coho and salmon, but no brown trout, and it was hit and miss. It was not good fishing, but it was decent fishing. Orange body baits were reported to have worked well, but not for us. I wish I had my Captain Tony flies that he gave me last year. The pier anglers, when we stopped over there in Muskegon, said they were using spawn and found brown trout action as being slow. Okay, Aiden. I talked to my friend Roger, and he was fishing with his mom and dad in Grand Haven and said that the pier anglers caught a few brown trout and coho on spawn, and people that were trolling were out 50 feet of water and found a little bit of everybody. Coho, brownies, and Chinook. Oh, we call them brownies now, huh? Orange, blue, and yellow spoons seemed to be all the ones that were working. Perch were really slow. Guys were using wigglers and minnows, and those few that did said that they worked better than using night crawlers and pieces of red worms. Our boat's going in soon. We're cleaning it up, so come on up and let's have some fun. And once again, that was my grandson, Aiden, and this fishing report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I got a report from one of my friends, Tim, said that the anglers are having good success fishing for walleye when they're going out of Sterling State Park boat launch in Lake Erie. He said, oh, baby, that's near the mouth of the Detroit River, which at this time of the year, they load up in there with millions of walleye. And we're talking good walleye. So you may want to plan a trip to get out there real quick. Illinois trout season started last Saturday. I did a report for them on with Tracy Butler on ABC News. Go to my Facebook page and you'll see the report about stocking of trout in the Forest Preserve and 58 other lakes in throughout Illinois. So that's a cool thing we did. But it wasn't a stellar. It wasn't a stellar opening. So the fish, I guess, didn't like the cold, wet, you know, rain. And they weren't too many in packs. So definitely check out in Cook County, Axhead, Baloo, Green, Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, and Wolf Lake. DuPage, you've got Grove, Pickerel, Silver, and Kankakee, Berg Park Quarry, Rock Creek, and Kankakee River State Park. Kendall, you got Big Lake and Silver Spring State Park. Up in Lake County, Sand Lake, Illinois Beach State Park. And McHenry, Lake Atwood, Pickasaw Creek, and in Will, Lake Milliken, and Des Plaines Conservation Area. Those will be good spots to definitely try. Smelting, yeah, it's not quite there yet. A couple of people have caught only a few, and they're not talking really loud about it because it's only a few fish that they caught. We're seeing more bass being caught in some of the ponds, which is a good sign right now. I love seeing that activity. Whoa, I hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Tuscarora Nation. It says, those who have one foot in the canoe and one foot on shore are going to fall into the river. A little comedy on that one. Those who have one foot in the canoe and one foot on shore are going to fall into the river. That's very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the salmon we're trying to catch, the turkeys we're hunting, the everything. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Remember that, everyone. We'll see you next week.